This is KVNF Regional News. It's Thursday, March 20th. I'm Patricia Naft. The owner of the Oxbows Elk Creek Mine in Somerset says he's getting out of the coal industry. The coal business in the United States has kind of died, so we're out of the coal business now, Bill Koch said in an interview with E&E News earlier this week. Koch said the coal industry is no longer profitable due to the immense amount of inexpensive shale gas coming onto the marketplace. But he said President Obama is, quote, trying to drive nails into the coffin. Mike Ludlow is the president of Oxbow Mining. KVNF's Emily Guerin asked him what Koch's comments meant for Elk Creek and the hundreds of miners who were laid off last fall when the mine ceased production.
Yeah, Mr. Koch's comments were taken a little bit out of context. When he said we're out of the coal business, we are not producing coal, so in that manner we are out of the coal business, but we still are buying and shipping coal throughout the United States. And we're holding the mine here at Elk Creek in idle status, a non-producing status, and are looking at all options of replacing our longwall equipment that was sealed into the mine earlier last year. There is no intention at this time of closing the Elk Creek mine permanently.
Ludlow says Oxbow put out a bid for a new longwall and was analyzing the offers that came in. But he agreed with Koch that market conditions are tough right now.
The markets are depressed right now. The world and the United States is in a condition of oversupply, which has driven prices down worldwide.
Ludlow said they're closely monitoring coal prices to see when it makes sense to reopen the mine. And he added that despite Koch's comments, the Elk Creek mine is certainly not out of the coal business. But others aren't so sure. Jeremy Nichols is with the environmentalist group Wild Earth Guardians. He told the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel that he found Koch's comments to be pretty pointed. When you have Bill Koch saying the coal market's kind of dead in the U.S. right now, it doesn't sound much like a ringing endorsement for investing in more coal, he said. In other area coal news, the West Elk Mine is cutting production by a third. An Arch Coal spokesman confirmed that the mine will sell about 4 million tons of coal in 2014. That's down from just over 6 million tons of coal last year. West Elk lost a major contract with the Tennessee Valley Authority last year. The TVA is an electric utility in the southeastern United States that is moving towards natural gas and away from Colorado coal. But West Elk sells about half its coal overseas, which protects it somewhat from the reduced demand for coal here in the U.S. Arch Coal spokesman Kim Link had no comment on whether the reduced coal production would result in layoffs or reduced hours for workers at West Elk Mine. For KVNF, I'm Emily Guerin.
One of the major education bills of the legislative session cleared the House Education Committee on a vote of 11-1. This comes as many members of the education community criticize the bill. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Now that the economy is rebounding, there's more money to put into K-12 schools. House Bill 1292 would restore $100 million in cuts. It also earmarks money for literacy, English language learners, and a new way to count student enrollment.
We began a slow decline in per-pupil funding that we're now finally in the position of beginning to build back.
That's Democratic Representative Millie Hamner of Dillon, one of the main sponsors of the bipartisan measure. But dozens of school superintendents testified against the bill earlier this month, saying it should restore more budget cuts. They also don't like the mandates, such as changing how students are counted each year, calling it unnecessary. Only one Republican voted against the bill, but legislative leaders say they're open to making adjustments and may be able to restore more cuts as the measure moves through the State House. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Last October, the Colorado Department of Transportation awarded money to 44 towns across the state for road improvement and maintenance. The funds came from a new competitive grant program called RAMP. Ridgeway is one of those towns, but people there aren't so sure they want the state's money. The $10 million they'd get from CDOT is not enough to complete the road construction project, so residents and business owners would have to pay another $2 million. to get the money. The town is asking voters to approve a municipal bond in an April 1st election. KVNF's J.T. Thomas asked Ridgeway's Mayor John Clark to break down the pros and cons of the ballot initiative.
What we would get out of it is a major infrastructure project that would widen the State Highway 62 through a good portion of downtown Ridgeway. It would majorly improve it and fix drainage issues and get the people that walk around out of the mud. The cons are pretty simple, too. I'd say the cons are people's basic fear of the town borrowing money, increasing the property taxes in order to pay for this project and have it be something that is an onerous burden on the taxpayers.
Tammy Tuttle, the owner of the True Grit restaurant, explains the history of the streetscape project and the business community's concern with taxes leading up to the April 1st ballot initiative.
So when we came up with our streetscape program to potentially do the deal finally after the original master plan was created, I became part of that committee as a commercial property owner. And spent 15 months on that committee talking about our existing streetscape plan, how it was going to be paid for. We entertained different ideas of it. The theory of the town and some of the streetscape committee was if you build it, they will come. What we felt as a group was if you built it, we would have to pay for it for sure, and we sure hoped we'd make it back. But there was no guarantee.
If the town receives an additional $500,000 from the Department of Local Affairs, DOLA, at the end of March, the tax burden will be further reduced to $1.4 million. But that announcement might not be revealed till after Ridgeway voters have gone to the ballot boxes. Jill Markey, owner of Alternative Power Enterprises and longtime member of the Streetscaping Committee, breaks down the finances of the ramp project.
I would like to give you an example of what it will cost. Based on a $1.9 million project, the town of Ridgeway is putting in a minimum of $50,000 a year from a sales tax revenue that they've been collecting. The cost per $100,000 assessed value on your property is about $23 a year. For a commercial property, it is $117 a year. We also have applied for a DOLA grant. If that grant is approved, that's an additional $500,000, and that cuts the cost of this project to the residents and business owners of about 40%. So that same $100,000 assessed value would be $19 a year. A $100,000 commercial property would be $70 a year. These numbers can only get better.
For more information on Ridgeway's streetscape project, ramp funding, and to see the ballot initiative, please go to kvnf.org. And for KVNF in Ridgeway, Colorado, this is J.T. Thomas.
Do your part and support community radio. Stay tuned for The Sweet Sound with Callie. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.